Are you ready to explore living life with greater ease, more joy, and doing what you love to do? Imagine That Coaching can help you discover possibilities, direct connect you to your personal passions. Visit www.dianesturner.com or call 847-824-6949. Imagine That Coaching, connecting person to passion. 847-824-6949. Toll free, 866-398-8877.
Well, per our last segment, we closed with saying, forget the forest, examine the tree. And I think that's a great setup for my guest now with Diane Turner, our broadcast partner from Imagine That Coaching. How are you this morning, Diane?
I'm well, and thank you. I heard that last little segue, and I thought, oh, she's just done such a great job of setting this up.
That's right. For those who don't know, Diane, she joins us once a month. She runs an organization that actually does coaching and consulting all around the country. She actually lives between Chicago and Tucson. We're catching her in the cooler climates, I suppose, but more humidity this time of year, right?
Yeah, not by a whole lot. We've had a very warm summer here so far.
That's great. Well, our topic today for Diane was called Adjusting Our Focus, and this idea of creating alignment by considering both the details of our lives as well as the bigger picture. In other words, the forest and the trees.
Right, exactly. That was the metaphor. And so when I was listening to Marla's talking about the study and in your prior segment and talking about the value of the individual and how their skills and strengths fit into the whole, it's just a perfect natural move into what I wanted to talk about today as well, and that is that we really have to focus on both, that in our lives what helps us to expand and helps us to get to where we want to go is by both taking care of the details of our lives and not being afraid to dream bigger, dream what it is that we really want.
But your challenge, though, is if you're a list maker like me, that you can get so consumed and get great delight, by the way, in creating the list, getting them done, crossing them off, or even after you've done something, if you didn't have on the list, you add it on the list, you can cross it off so you can say, aha, I did another one. But then still step back at the end of the day, the end of the week, whatever, and say, whoa, wait a minute. Did I even have the right stuff on the list to start with? And by the way, there should be some overarching, desired outcome that's pulling me forward. And has that desired outcome changed, or should it change, right?
Well, you know, I'm not averse to making lists. And in fact, I often will make a list if I'm feeling like the details of my life feel overwhelming, or I don't want to forget something, or traveling back and forth so much, I feel like I need to hold myself accountable in some way for the things that need to be taken care of. And so keeping a list is a really good way to keep a check with yourself on what it's feeling like to move through the details of your life. So it isn't simply the list. It is the satisfaction that comes with checking things off. It is the feeling that now that I've gotten that done, I can move on to something bigger. So it is about setting priorities. It is about looking at what it is that you really want and what feels good to you. And so when you're in alignment, that list really is going to feel like it's moving you more towards what it is that you really desire, which might be time off. It might be a more satisfactory outcome. It might be spending time in different ways in your life and giving yourself permission to do that because you've accomplished something that feels so productive and feels so good. So again, it's not an either or. It really is a both and. And so it really is about asking yourself questions, not getting stuck with the list making and feeling constrained by it. Rather, does this move me closer to what it is that I really want? So if on the weekend I want to spend time with friends, or I want to take a trip, or I want to do something that I wouldn't ordinarily do during my week, do I feel good about that? Is that something that I feel like, well, okay, now I can do that because I've taken care of all these details?
Or do you feel guilty that I just know this stuff's going to come back to bite me on Monday? or the next quarter, if we put off that project amongst our team, it's eventually going to rear its ugly head and come back at us.
Well, which is one of the questions that I have now found to be an extremely potent question, both for myself as well as for clients, and that is, when we make choices, do they soothe us or do they nourish us? So So I found that that was a very potent question, because so much of the time we will make decisions that soothe us because they're habitual, because we all like to feel better, and yet there's a distinction between something that's soothing and something that's nourishing. So that's what I feel about guilt, or, you know, how do you make that choice? Would it better serve me? Would it nourish me more to spend part of my weekend taking care of work so that by Monday I can feel more in charge, I don't have to feel overwhelmed, I'm not afraid, I'm not in struggle? Or am I using that to soothe myself because really there's something else bigger going on that I need to take a look at?
So I thought you were about to take me in this category of, you know, am I going for the ice cream or the veggies? That's, I mean, but it's the same point, isn't it? And by the way, now I'm going for the veggies because my bigger picture, my bigger dream is health. So I think that's the other point you're saying, this, are we acknowledging our overarching goals and dreams in the process of this? And, you know, how many people do we know, I mean, myself included, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, how did that full year of school for my kids flash by as fast as it did? And, and my son's about to go to college. And by the way, am I going to suddenly wake up and realize that college commencement is next week and say, wait a minute, where'd the 4 years go? And then how many times we put things off saying, well, yeah, I'll get to it when the kids all go to college, or when I retire, whatever that big R word looks like these days. And to have the opportunity to have those dreams fulfilled in your everyday today in some way.
Right. It doesn't, you know, it's interesting because as I was thinking about this topic, I was thinking, well, you know, for some people, the bigger picture is not about the horizon. You know, it's not about the mountains or the sunset. It's about, you know, the next year or the next 6 months or even the next month. Mm-hmm. So you have to really ask yourself, what is it that feels in alignment for you, feels in balance and in sync with your own personal rhythm? And so it's not an all or nothing. It really is a both and. If you think about how the details of our lives support us and how our dreams, in a sense, give us the richness and the joy and the color of our lives. So would you want one without the other? You know, it's really about both. Because it's what would life be like, for instance, if you only lived in your head, you know, without the rest of you checking in?
Well, you know, part of this, though, is, you know, haven't you noticed that people tend to keep themselves busy to avoid the real change, or avoid addressing perhaps that they are letting that dream, you know, get overlaid with so many other stuffy things?
Yes. I find that people are habituated to busyness and distraction.
Yeah, or our colleague Suzanne Goldstein would say crazy busy. It's now a new word in the vocabulary. I'm crazy busy.
Crazy busy, right. And people, how often do you hear them say, oh, I have so much on my plate, I just can't get to that. I can't think about that now. You know, and it's the old Scarlett O'Hara line from Gone with the Wind. Well, I'll think about that tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be here before you know it. And having experienced a life that at times has thrown me some curves that were completely out of the blue and unanticipated, like many of us, I just have this philosophy that life is short and we are in charge of what we create. So we can create a life full of lists if we want to. If that's the life we want, we can create a life full of lists. Or we can create a life that has a life full of dreams. Basically, my belief is that it's got to be both. You know, you've got to have the underpinnings of the details of your life, and that they really inform your dreams, and vice versa.
Yep, exactly. Can you think of a client you've worked with here recently, Diane, through this process, and how he or she shifted the way they what they were doing on a day-to-day basis to help them in this area?
Well, I can think of, yes, actually I was thinking about that. So I have a coaching client that I'm working with who was pretty averse to looking at her issues. She's been miserable for a long, long time and was referred to me by a friend of hers who I happen to know. And she just was so afraid to do things differently. And so she had this vision of herself as somebody who was always available to everyone else. And so never really taking the time for herself. And she had, over time, a lot of resentment about that and would often feel overwhelmed. And the way that she would soothe herself would be, in a sense, to withdraw or to become depressed or to not be available completely. So it really was very much an all or nothing. Mm-hmm. Either I'm fully available or I'm not available at all. And she also was not really holding herself accountable for that. So it was all about blaming these situations on people in her life that were out of control or demanding or whatever. So in the coaching, just asking herself to take a step back and look at, first of all, how these situations have actually served her in terms of keeping her stuck or keeping her miserable. And if that is what she wanted, then she really had a good roadmap for that.
Yeah.
Of course, when you present people with that paradox, they rarely choose that. They most often choose something that's different. So,
I would say, though, oftentimes people, we repeat a pattern just because we know what it is, even though we may not like it, but at least we know what it is. It's sort of like the company that doesn't want to change or the group of employees that doesn't want to change a process. They know it's highly dysfunctional. It wastes a lot of time. They have incredible rework. But the arduousness of recreating, of letting go, of not knowing what's around the corner, because they perhaps more often than not are thinking small as opposed to thinking big.
Right. Right, exactly. And they have so much fear about that change. So part of my work with this particular person is to really present her with other possibilities, other perspectives, help her to see the situation in her life through different eyes. And I can't tell you how many times clients have said to me, oh, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had that same experience. Oh, I've never thought of it that way. So sometimes just being able to help them see things through different eyes really creates a different perspective and then different choices.
Well, I always, I call it the, you know, some people will identify me as the master of spin because that's what I'm doing is you're trying to spin and reframe it. But the other thing is that, you know, when a metaphor, for example, when you are creating a document that you want to publish and then it needs to be visually pleasing, the best thing you can do is actually turn it upside down and hold it up to a mirror and look at it in its reflection and upside down. And oh my goodness, how do you suddenly realize, oh geez, that margin isn't quite right and there's too much bolding over here because the eye likes that pleasing balance side. So that's where part of this spinning will say or reframing is to say, look, well, why don't we just kind of turn it inside out or upside down and look sideways? Now do you see something different? And suddenly you're right. I didn't realize I used that word all the time.
Exactly. I mean, how many times do you have clients that'll say,
but
instead of and?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just that three-letter word can make a huge difference where they're so used to making excuses for themselves and not realizing it. And when they open that door to possibility and they start using the word and, it really can have a huge difference in their experience.
Well, the other one is, since you and I are so prime on helping our clients, coaches, our peers, and even ourselves listen to our own stories, sometimes that brings along a whole bunch of historical things that maybe aren't going to serve us that well. So to shift it to say, up until now, this is what I did, or this is how it played out. You say the up until now, it means like, but as of today forward. Very powerful way of, up until now, we haven't been that effective as a team. You know, or up until now, we haven't enough budget to get things done. And what you do it, and it's just like that instead of but and, or this or that, the tyranny of the or, as you and I would say, that helps people move forward.
That's exactly right.
But so still, part of our challenge for you and me, both managing ourselves, but other health and our clients, is how we can step back from that daily routine to begin the process of looking at the entire perspective. What's some of your thoughts there?
Well, for me, you know, we've talked about this. I really like to start my day with a pretty simple ritual. I get my cup of coffee. I light a candle. I might put some music on. I write in my journal. I meditate. I breathe. And I really focus on what my intention is for the day. What would support me? Sometimes if I wake up in the morning and I'm a little off, I'll really take a look at that and say, well, what's going on with that? And is there anything that I need to maybe shift in terms of putting it into a better perspective in my own life? And then creating, looking at my day, what's ahead, what's already in my calendar, so to speak, and saying, okay, is that in alignment with where I am today, and how much, what's going to move me towards greater ease in accomplishing what I've set out for myself? So that's really what I do. I really am very conscious and very purposeful in thinking about this and setting an intention and a rhythm for the day.
Well, and we may not have a chance to shift what's on that agenda, but we sure could shift on how we think about it and say,
exactly.
You know, oh, great, that first 8 o'clock meeting is a budget meeting. Now, this is all right in spades. And I usually had a great way of suddenly having 3 other meetings come up because I hated going to budget meetings. Well, if you reframed it instead of calling it a budget meeting, that this was a, you know, save the resources so the team can go do this other wild project meeting, then, I go into it in a totally different way.
Right. And what I would also say, and I'm sure you've had the same experience in coaching, is that sometimes when people get so stuck struggling with something that they have created for themselves, like they're in their work particularly, and they find themselves unable to shift or feeling so overwhelmed by the details of their life, that's the point where you really want to step back and ask for directions, you know, ask for help. Because sometimes another perspective can really say to you, you know, you haven't been happy here for a long time, and you seem like there have been some changes, and maybe this is the time to consider something else, and do you feel like you're still being fully utilized here? Do you feel like you're still valuable? And really being honest with yourself about that. So I think that's another part of that perspective that says, if I'm constantly in struggle about this, I maybe want to take a look at where things are out of whack or what needs to shift in order for me to become more free-flowing with it or feel better about it.
That's a huge leap, though, for those of us that are problem solvers. I mean, my life is around solving problems. And, man,
right.
And I'm an overcome and prevail type person. I take great delight in being, you know, that old you know, Mickey Mouse cartoon or the bulldog that bites on the bone and says, I ain't letting go of this one, man. And I'm going to resolve it. I'm going to overcome it. But you know, there are times that you just say, you know, this one is bigger than me, or it's not the right time, or this is a roadblock, which should be a signpost to go into a different direction. I'm going to let it go. But you know, you're still going to have that voice in your head. Yeah, but if I had 6 more weeks on this, I know I could. But if it's distracting you from, again, we're back to this forest trees thing, right? If it's still, though, taking me to a place, or, you know, clients that I work with, where you're not being the kind of leader that you want to be, or you're not engaged with your peers in the best situation that you know is right for you, it might be time to pack your bags.
And I think there are so many situations where we actually need to recommit to the job, even if it isn't optimal, to see, for instance, when I'm working with couples in marriages where there is so much difficulty, I don't envision this couple separating the first time I meet them. I mean, I really envision them working as much as possible towards a better outcome, whatever that means. And sometimes they need to wake up and see there are things that they may not have tried, or there may have been things that they missed out on in terms of the work that they've done together that would be helpful, so that no matter what the outcome, they know they've done their best. They've done everything possible. And so, you know, that is part of being human, I think. We do want to do our best, and we want to prove ourselves over and over again. And so, and there's this tipping point that says, okay, I've been working at this for so long. It is taking a huge toll on me. It's taking a toll on my life. It's not nourishing me. So now what?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is both. I'm not in any way saying, well, you know, like, just cut out of there the minute it becomes a struggle. Absolutely not. I'm just saying, acknowledge the struggle, acknowledge what's going on, and then see, are there other perspectives that might be helpful for you in making it less of a struggle? And then when you run out of options and you're continuing to be in struggle, there's going to be a point where you're going to say, this is just not worth it. There's got to be more than this.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that happens is many times we'll experience a crisis or a major shift, whether that's health-related, family loss, job change, whatever. And recognizing sometimes those are exactly the Teutonic plate shift that needs to happen, that says, oh, look, there's a green pasture right over there, and it's been right next to me the whole time. All I needed to do was pick up the foot and go left.
Exactly.
And you know,
that's right.
Some would say, you know, for those of us who lead change in organizations, there's nothing like a good crisis, because suddenly while everything's stirred up, those five other things that we've been trying to make happen, boy, we can segue them in right now. Nobody will even notice, and we'll get it done at the same time.
I believe it's in Chinese that the word for the symbol for crisis is the same symbol for opportunity.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because, yes, there are things that happen that are unanticipated in our lives. Those can shape who we are and help us to move forward. And we get to make decisions about the rate that we respond to those, the rhythm, the ways in which we respond. We can, they challenge us to release ourselves from old beliefs, to bump up against obstacles that maybe we didn't know we had, and to discover what our strengths are, and also to acknowledge those things that might not be working in our lives so that we can move forward. And again, I guess I'm actually just such an optimist. I always believe there's more possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I am just such a believer in abundance of possibility. And that doesn't mean that life is always going to be easy all the time. But I sure want to create a life that moves me towards ease and not towards struggle.
You've got that right. Well, again, it's a real pleasure as always to connect with you once a month, Diane. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they've got lots of ways to find me. The first way is through my website, www.dianesturner.com. I have a toll-free number at 866-398-8877, or they can email me at imaginethatcoaching@gmail.com. And I'd just like to say that, actually, when I come back to Tucson in the fall, I'm going to be offering a workshop, a six-session workshop called Creating Your Next Chapter. And I'm doing it in Chicago now, and it's just proving to be so powerful in terms of helping people get moving and off of center. So just want to put that out there.
That's right. And then also, of course, we're in the process of watching
the
you.
Book.
The book, Write Your Book, Heart Wisdom. It's been a real pleasure for the group of us that are helping support Diane as she reaches out for help. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As that evolves, and we'll certainly look forward to including that in future broadcasting as time unfolds.
Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate
you
it,
bet.
As always.
Again, my guest and our broadcast partner once a month was Diane Turner from Imagine That, personal and professional coaching based between Chicago and Tucson. But for those of you who are streaming or picking up on our podcast anywhere in the country and overseas, she'd be happy to entertain a phone call. Again, it's toll-free 866-398-8877. Thanks, Diane.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.